Hello, my name is Malcolm Cox. It's Sunday, the 24th of July, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 131 and just verse 1. It reads, "My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me." Reading this, I don't know about you, but seems like a dangerous statement for David to make. David is the writer of the psalm. He's claiming not to be proud. He's claiming not to be haughty. That doesn't sound like a very wise thing to do. The very moment we claim not to be proud, one tends to become rather proud of not being proud. And yet, knowing David and his relationship with God, it would be hard not to believe that this was actually true. He was in a place, he was in a spiritual place in his relationship with God, where he could say to God with all clearness of conscience that his heart wasn't proud, that his eyes weren't haughty. I doubt that state lasted for very long, for all of us struggle with things, and I know he did, as we know from his life. But at that point, he had found this place, and it's a place we all need. Perhaps David's heart used to be proud, but perhaps incidents of God's discipline have brought about a change of heart in him that has led to his understanding of the right attitude to have. Ambition has become a great virtue in our culture, and I wonder sometimes whether this quality of our culture blinds us to its harmful side effects. Do we always recognise, perhaps we don't always recognise, the symptoms of corruption that blind and selfish ambition brings to our hearts that makes us proud and haughty? As Peterson says in his book, A Long Obedience to the Same in the Same Direction, there have always been Faustian characters, people in the community who embarked on a way of arrogance and power. Now our entire culture is Faustian. That's quite a condemning picture, but there's so much truth in it as one looks around us. However, spiritual aspiration is not the same as selfish ambition or pride. Paul indeed had goals, didn't he? Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. "I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." He had goals, he had aspirations, and indeed he had ambition, but they were very God-focused. I believe Jesus was the most ambitious person that ever lived. He wanted to save the whole world, and yet it was not a selfish ambition. The problem with pride and haughtiness is that pride rejects other people. It creates distance. Haughtiness gives oneself an overblown sense of one's own importance. We need to humble ourselves. In Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God." Let's leave them with God. Haughtiness and pride together leave us distant from people and distant from God. What a sad state of affairs. The peace acquired by the psalmist here is not from not working or just going with the flow, but from defeating the sins of pride and haughtiness. And how do we do that? Well, Philippians chapter 2 tells us, "If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. And on he goes to talk about the cross. This shows us how to deal with our pride. The attitude of servanthood that nurtures humility. Philippians 3 deals with the same issue, of haughtiness. And 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 to 5, where Paul talks about the fact that he came to preach Christ crucified. And that was the point. This shows us how to deal with pride and haughtiness, to stay focused on the cross and preaching the cross and not ourselves, staying focused on considering others better than ourselves. This is the secret to dealing with pride and haughtiness. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 2, but if you want to know more about our church work, you can find that at nwlcc.org. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.